A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, saying, "Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you." So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh, according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed." When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out. From now on, let those having wives act as not having them, those weeping as not weeping, those rejoicing as not rejoicing, those buying as not owning, those using the world as not using it fully, for the world in its present form is passing away. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed from the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther, and he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. God repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. Repentance. I'm going to tell you a tragic story, one that is true, but at the end of it, there was some light of hope. There is a priest in this diocese whose maternal grandparents were murdered at a house robbery. There were three who committed the act. First of all, the one who was an adult was the one who shot them. The other was another male. He was a minor, but they waved him into adult court. And then the youngest was a female, and she was a minor. After they had been convicted and were serving their time in prison, the one who was a minor but then moved up to the adult court told his lawyers that he wanted to see the children of the parents who were murdered. There were two of them. There were actually three. One was killed in a car accident years before. And they were wondering why would he want to see them. And he had conveyed that he wanted to tell them how sorry he was for what he had done in his participation in this violent act. I'm sure they were a bit skeptical. But he was really to the heart telling them how sad he was for what he had done. Not necessarily asking forgiveness from them, but just wanted to have the time to say how sorry he was, so much so that they found out that when he was a chance for him to be paroled early, he denied it, because he said, "I'm to serve my time here for what I have done wrong." And they actually forgave him. He needed to know repentance, and probably maybe even heard forgiveness. No matter how great or small we are, no matter how great sins we have committed or small, we all need repentance. And not just once a year when the Lenten season comes, but really we should have a daily practice before we go to sleep on what we have done that day and ask God for help and his mercy. Our first reading today is taken from the book of Job. And this book is divided into three parts, and I want to spend most of the time looking at parts 2 and 3. The first part you're very familiar, in which Jonah had turned away from God, didn't want to do what God was telling him to do, and so he was swallowed up in a whale for 3 days. I call it God was the first parent to call a timeout on someone. But all of a sudden, Jonah came to the realization that he was called to be a prophet. So the second section is this, is that Jonah goes through the city of Nineveh, telling them of the impending destruction. Today, as the scripture scholars believe, Nineveh is Mosul, Iraq. So if you can imagine, for 3 days, he was going through the streets telling the people of their impending doom. Once he got done, he probably sat back and just waited for God to rage his fury. But to the surprise of everyone, and maybe from our perspective, even the surprise of God, even he was surprised to see that they realized that they needed to be repenting from their sins. For some time, the people of Israel were held captive in their land as Assyria took over their country, and they were deported to Assyria. The leader began in the country by saying, "Let's put on sackcloth and throw ashes in the air, which would show sign of repentance." They probably knew something of God, even though themselves did not believe in God, because they had the Israelites in their country and probably had some experience of the God that they worshiped. But then comes the third part. Not only did the people have repented of their sins, God repented of his anger. And when he saw what the people of Nineveh were doing, it moved him to not inflict the punishment that he was going to give on them. So it shows the kindness and the mercy of God, even in the midst of people of sinning, realizing what they had done wrong. Now, the fourth part I'm not going to talk about much, but it is an interesting part, because Jonah gets mad at God for not inflicting punishment. Here he had gone through the streets for 3 days calling people to repentance, and he says, "Why are you not punishing them?" And we heard in our gospel passage for today in the Gospel of St. Mark, in which Jesus' first words were calling people to repentance, to turn away from sin and follow the gospel. We have our Lenten season starting in about 3.5 weeks. Not that I want to jump the gun, but I think these readings are important to tell each and every one of us, what is it that we need to repent? If we look honestly at our lives, we too, like the people of Nineveh, should show to God the need for repentance of our sins, to turn away from that which is evil and embrace the goodness and the gospel of Christ. As I said earlier, it should not be just one season that we do this, but it should also become a daily habit to know where our sins are, asking God for his continual mercy, seeking forgiveness in the sacrament of penance, and truly then asking God to help with his grace to lead us to him. I hope that you will use the example of the people of Nineveh, seek repentance, and Christ's words himself, repent and believe in the gospel. We too need to come back to God with all our hearts, and once again enjoy the grace that God gives you and me to turn away from sin and truly follow Christ.